Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Take a moment, breathe deeply, and prepare your heart for what God is about to say to you. Today's topic is mixed multitude, and our Bible text is from Exodus chapter 12, verse 38, which says, "A mixed multitude went up with them also, and flocks and herds, a great deal of livestock." When the children of Israel finally left Egypt after years of bondage, something interesting happened. They didn't leave alone. The Bible tells us that a mixed multitude went with them. These were people who were not truly Israelites, Egyptians, and others who simply followed along. At first, it seemed harmless, even beneficial. More people, more strength, right? But later, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 4, the Bible says, "Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, 'Who will give us meat to eat?'" Notice that the wrong influence started the complaint, and then it spread. Beloved, the influence around you matters. Let me ask you this morning, who is in your mixed multitude? Who is walking with you but not aligned with your faith, your values, or your direction? Who speaks into your life but pulls you away from God's promises? The truth is, not everyone who walks with you is meant to stay with you. The Israelites carried people who did not share their covenant. And when pressure came, those voices introduced doubt, cravings, and complaints. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." Sometimes the delay in your destiny is not because God is slow. It's because of the voices you are listening to or because of the wrong people in your ship. The mixed multitude didn't just complain. They influenced God's people to start complaining. That means even strong believers can be affected by the wrong environment. So let me ask you again. Are there voices in your life that constantly complain, doubt, or criticize? Do you leave certain conversations feeling drained, fearful, or confused? If your answer is yes, hear this encouragement. God is calling you to guard your environment. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." You are too important to God's plan to be surrounded by the wrong influence. Here's the good news. Even if you've had the wrong influences around you, God can realign your life. Just as he led Israel despite their mistakes, he will still lead you if you choose to follow him wholeheartedly. Beloved, you are not stuck. You are not limited. You are being refined. I speak over your life today. Every negative influence affecting your spiritual growth is removed in Jesus' name. You are surrounded by the right voices, the right relationships, and the right destiny helpers. Confusion is broken over your life. Clarity rises within you. You will not miss your promised land because of wrong associations. Your heart is aligned with God, and your steps are ordered by him in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Who do I listen to the most? What kind of influence surrounds me daily? Is my current environment helping or hindering my walk with God? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision to evaluate your relationships. Limit exposure to negative influences. Draw closer to God and godly counsel. Even one right voice can change your life. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me boldly. I am led by God. I am surrounded by the right people. Every negative influence is removed from my life. My heart is pure. My mind is focused, and my path is clear. I walk in God's purpose, and I will not be distracted. Today I win because God is with me. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener. Lord, help us to discern the influences around us. Give us the wisdom to choose relationships that align with your will. Remove every voice that brings confusion, fear, or doubt. Surround us with people who will build our faith and strengthen our walk with you. As we go into this day, guide our steps, protect us, and let your presence go before us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone today. Go out and win, because with God on your side, victory is certain.
You're tuned in to the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.